Now, as you know, Led Zeppelin was found innocent of plagiarizing the 60s band Spirit. Joining us now is Francis Malafy, the attorney who sued Led Zeppelin. Good morning, Francis.
Hi, how you doing?
Really good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Now, so we know that Led Zeppelin was found innocent of these charges. What happened in your mind?
I mean, look, you know, we were able to prove two-thirds of our case. The trust had the ownership of the copyright. We were able to prove that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant both had access to Taurus, but we were never able to play to the jury the very Taurus that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant had access to. I mean, it's absolutely frustrating. We basically had to try this case in an alternate reality. It's bizarre, logically unsound. And so it's frustrating because the very thing that we were able to prove Jimmy Page and Robert Plant had access to, Taurus, was never allowed to be heard by the jury. So, I mean, quite frankly, you know, we had both hands tied behind our back in fighting a case that was, you know, to begin with, a David and Goliath type battle. So, you know, we were hoping to get a better result, but in light of the circumstances that the jury never heard, the very thing that everyone can hear online, or I'm sure you've had some comparisons done, the jury never heard that and never was able to consider that.
In the courtroom, the notes in question were played by a piano?
That's not entirely accurate. The actual composition embodied in the sound recording or the album recording of Taurus, or the way it was played live, was never performed for the jury. It was adamantly opposed by defense counsel. The court made a ruling excluding the actual album recording, the sound recording, the way it was played live, or any of the composition embodied on the album recording. So basically, we were stuck with comparing sheet music to fully produced Stairway to Heaven, which is, from our perspective, an apples to oranges comparison, which is, quite frankly, artificial and bizarre.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Francis Malafy. He is the attorney who sued Led Zeppelin. So you're saying it may not be over.
Well, it definitely is not over. I mean, look, we have a very narrow and a very strong grounds for appeal. There's the big issue is that, you know, we were never able to play for the jury the very thing that we were able to prove that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant had access to. That's very frustrating because when you're looking at the court system or you're looking at justice, it's always about the search for the truth. And the jury never had the facts or the evidence to decide this case on the merits. You know, did Led Zeppelin win? Yeah, but they won on the technicality. And maybe they should be proud of that. But I know that I'm proud of my team and I'm proud of all our efforts and how far we took this thing. And you know, we're in the trenches fighting, we're going to continue to fight.
And you consider this to be an injustice?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, the jury discounted and discredited basically virtually every statement by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant as far as being familiar with Spirit, as far as being familiar with Taurus, as far as having the album in their collections, as far as them making claims that they never heard or was never familiar with Taurus. The jury said, no, you had access to it. You know, your representations in the early 70s saying, you know, that you were basically touring with Spirit, that you opened for Spirit, that you appreciated Spirit on a emotional level, were a fan of Spirit. You had their albums, you enjoyed seeing them live. They discredited, you know, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant's statements and rebutted their claims of access. So, you know, the jury got past that issue. The issue that was hard, the hard bar, was substantial similarity. Why? Because the very thing at issue they never heard, Taurus.
Well, so, yeah, Francis, I spent a lot of time playing this comparison where it's Taurus at the beginning and Stairway at the end, and I don't know that there was a single person who heard this comparison who said, wow, that's really, really similar. And to be honest with you, the verdict for me, I was surprised.
Yeah, well, look, you know, in light of the facts and the evidence that was presented to the jury, they had a very tough job. I mean, I think they wanted to find in plaintiff's favor, and on many elements they did. You know, they worked through that jury sheet. They were deliberating for 6.5 hours. You know, I don't fault the jury on this. I think we had a really good jury, and I think what came down to an evidentiary ruling, which was a little bit bizarre, arcane, and I think really, really prejudiced plaintiff's case. So I think that's what it really comes down to. There's other things that made it difficult for plaintiff's case to be presented in the best possible light, time limitations and things like that. But it was the biggest music copyright infringement case. You know, my team, bootstrapped and took it all the way. We fought hard, and we fought fair. We just got a bad ruling that really hurt us. So it's frustrating because, the charity set up benefit kids in public schools who can't afford instruments. And every dollar that we would have received would have gone to charity, and that we can't see that goal through. So, you know, I wish I could have brought it all the way. I wasn't able to. I feel like we're on a 12 or 15 round fight, and you know, in the end, we made the distance, but got a card pulled. And we're from Philadelphia, so we fight. And you know, Rocky One was the better story, but he lost, right? Which was Rocky Two, but that's where we're at.
Well, Francis, thank you very much for the time. Very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.